Alright, welcome to episode 45 of A Gallon a Game. We're going to be talking about some Walking Dead spoilers, so cover your ears.
And our Heroes in Half Shell got a reboot, came out this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about the reviews of the new Ninja Turtles movie.
And I've got a feeling I think I've seen the best movie of the summer.
I would agree.
With Guardians of the Galaxy. So we'll talk about, we'll kind of give our review on this amazing movie from Marvel.
Yeah, it's A Gallon a Game.
All right, thanks for joining us for our latest episode of A Gallon a Game. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us. We have two special guests here. They are related to me. They are my family.
So I'm definitely outnumbered this
Yes. My cousin, genitalia is what we're going to call it. It's really funny. Say hello, genitalia.
It's Jenna. And
my sister, we're going to call her Sissy. I call her Sissy, so...
Hi.
That was
easy. Yeah, exactly. My twin sister, by the way, also.
In case you didn't know.
In case they don't know that. Yeah. Okay. Do now.
And this is Sissy's first time on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This is Jenna's second time.
We've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, you're a huge Supernatural fan,
yes.
Sissy. And also Big Brother fan.
Yeah,
so I finally have someone to talk
yes.
Big Brother with. And she finally has someone to talk Supernatural with.
Yay!
And Jenna, you love The Walking Dead?
Yes.
You were on our
podcast. She also loves American Horror Story.
I love American Horror Story.
Uh-huh. She also loves Teen Mom and Dance Mom.
Well, horrible shows, but they're so good.
And don't get Teen Mom 1 mixed up with Teen Mom 2. She'll bite your head off.
So, you know, she's on both sides. Great shows and then terrible stuff. But she's young, y'all, so.
I'm not the only one here who likes Teen Moms.
I enjoy them sometimes.
Yes. So don't just throw me under the bus.
I enjoy mindless television sometimes because it makes me feel better about my life.
Well,
that is a good way to look at
yes.
it.
This
I'm
is
with
true.
You on that.
This is true. Yes. Yeah, so we haven't done the podcast in a while, so apologies for that.
It's your fault?
It's not my fault. God, why is it always my fault?
Well, it's summer. It was after, you know, we already did our podcast on Comic-Con. A lot of news out there.
There
hasn't been a
there
lot
has,
of...
Especially this week, there was
like a little bit of a lull.
Yeah, it's a bit of a lull before the new season starts. So once that kicks off, we'll have a lot to talk about. But yeah, mm-hmm. So right now, which was not a lot. But
well, we have a busy fall. We'll be doing
a busy fall.
Live tweeting of Walking Dead,
uh-huh.
American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
be... Supernatural.
Yep, Supernatural. So we obviously, it's going to be busy.
It is going to be a busy fall. You're mm-hmm. right. So, so we're going to start with TV news. Here we go. Okay, Walking Dead, season 5. Sissy.
Oh, this is
a good thing about Sissy is that Sissy and her
I'm
husband
difficult, and I think
just
ass backwards.
Just picked up Walking Dead, like, in the last half of the last season. So, like...
It was, like, the second season into last season. So, I...
The second episode.
Well, yeah. Still, you picked it up only
well,
last
so
season.
So, I have to ask you a question. Why did you decide just to start watching the current episodes before going back and watching all the rest of the season?
Well, because generally I'm a reader, so I don't really watch a lot of television. And so, when... it was just on one day, and she was on, it was on, I'm like, I'm going to give it a shot, and me and my husband, we both got addicted, and then, so now, of course, I'm asking, what's the deal with this person, like,
right.
What's going on, like, what does that mean, and it's very annoying for my sister and cousin, but, hey, they love me, and they're going to tell me.
And in her defense, I didn't start watching until the first episode of the third season, but I actually went back and watched them.
Yeah.
Well, she did see the first episode today.
Yes, we made her watch the first episode, so... Now she kind of understands.
Hey, I was the same way with The Ghost Whisperer. It was, like, not even on television anymore. And then one day, literally, I had a bender of, like, all the seasons.
We both
and,
love
like, yeah.
The Ghost Whisperer. You can tell we have. There's a thing
so,
between us.
I might be a little late, but it's better late than never.
So you guys didn't start watching Ghost Whisperer until...
It was already off the air. Like,
oh
and then I don't know why I watched it.
Well, maybe it would still be on the air if you guys...
I know,
maybe,
if we could have saved it. I did watch it when it was on every once in a while, but it was on Fridays, so I didn't really
I knew what it was, and I knew what it was about, and then literally, I don't remember if I was just bored one day, or if I saw an episode, and then I'm like, hey, this is a cool show.
And I love this show.
Went on Netflix and watched the entire show. And then, of course, I was very sad when it ended.
I know, because it was really good.
Yeah. It was really good. But the son in the last season, he was just a little
There's a whole... That show got a little off the rails the last couple of seasons. Yeah. It went crazy. Like, it's crazier than you think a woman talking to ghosts is.
Yeah.
But it gets real weird. So, a little hard to believe.
Yeah, the last season, it was like, I think they were taking it a little too serious. And it was more like, Jennifer Love Hewitt's this badass medium who can talk to ghosts and her son can... is stronger than her, but her husband, it's like her husband wasn't even her husband anymore.
Her husband dies in one episode, and his ghost jumps into the body of a man who had just died and comes back.
So it's like she can see him as who he really is, but when people see him, he's a different person. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that his body he jumped into. It's very strange.
But then he was going to go to school to be a doctor, but then the guy he just jumped into just magically had already gone to medical school.
No, but that's... He was still going to be a doctor, but then, like, in the last season, they jumped, like, 5 years ahead or something. It's really strange.
Yeah.
It was really strange. And then they just kind of...
ended.
They just kind of forget about this whole, you know, your husband died, jumped into a body, took over this man's body, and now everything's okay.
All of her close friends know it's really Jim, but... But everybody else...
On the outside, it looks like your husband just died and then you immediately married this other man.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to other people.
So, I don't know. It's but weird. I still like it.
It's a great show, but yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Walking Dead.
I don't know how we... Yeah.
Back to Walking Dead.
Yeah.
All right, so, Susan, what do you think of The Walking Dead? I mean, obviously you like it, but I mean, where are you at in... Did you finish watching season 4?
I haven't watched any of season 4,
last season,
I don't know, I mean, I like where it's going, I liked it, because I just watched season 1, episode 1, and to see Rick, like, how he was to what he is at the end of last season, it's just like, holy crap, I did miss a lot, it's going to be interesting whenever I do watch it all, but from what I've seen, I mean... I like how Rick, he's just kind of becoming just very, just badass, and it's like, we're going to take it. So I'm just anxious to see what's going to happen. So, and the whole Maggie and Glenn thing, hopefully I'll figure out more about that, but.
Yeah, we don't see Maggie until season 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
2 is it 2?
Because that's when it's the farm.
Yeah,
farm.
Made for the farm.
But, I mean, I'm definitely like a Daryl and Beth person, so I'm anxious to see where that's going, so.
Yes. Well, according to this article in Huffington Post, Daryl is not going to die this season, so we don't have to worry about that.
He's not going
to
die ever.
The Lord.
But there are supposed to be major deaths in this season, next season 5, so...
That makes me nervous.
You can speculate who it might be, but...
I kind of feel Glenn or
I know.
Maggie,
one
of them. I just have a feeling.
I don't know.
It's just the feeling I have.
Mm-mm.
I could be completely wrong.
It could be.
If you've read the graphic comics or not, I mean...
Yeah.
One of them definitely doesn't.
Yeah.
But again, that's the nice thing is they've kind of changed it up on the TV show so it doesn't exactly follow the
mm-hmm.
comics.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it happened in the comics, that doesn't mean it's going to happen on the TV show.
Exactly.
I mean, in the TV show, you wouldn't even know this character.
I will eventually.
But Andrea is still
there.
Yeah.
That's
still
true. Andrea's still there. Yeah.
But, for some reason,
they made the right decision.
Who is it? Is it Shane?
Really?
Not...
I liked Andrea.
Andrea.
Shane doesn't make it very far, or no, he does. Or is Shane even a character? I can forget.
I can't remember.
There was one character that they kind of made up.
Daryl.
Right.
Daryl. That's what it was. Daryl's made up. Yeah. Daryl's not in the book.
He's in the comics now, isn't he? Though.
Yeah.
I thought I read somewhere that he is.
Yeah, I think
he is in the comics.
They're introducing him.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Because he's such a popular
character.
Because
he's such a popular
character.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of this we already knew, like, season 5 is going to pick up right where it left off last season, so we know that. And, the residents of Terminus are called either Termites or the Terminants, which is a key component, apparently.
Hmm.
And season 5 will include urban and suburban settings. And there will be two major story arcs, one ending at the mid-season finale, the other picking up in the second half of the season. And then the survivors are going to attempt to go to D.C., but not everyone supports the idea.
Well, of course. But at least we're on a path, because that's been my biggest complaint about the show is so far is...
Yeah.
It's not really going anywhere.
It's true.
We don't, you know, there's not a light at the end of the tunnel, whether there's ever going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, but there has to be some kind of motivation of where they're going in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, and of course, what they've said that they think that this could go on for several more seasons, but I think you still need to be able to give people kind of an idea of where you're headed.
Yeah, there's gotta, yeah.
So you're like, okay, I'm along for the journey instead of just like...
Yeah.
Wherever we go.
Wherever. We'll go from one place to another and just survive. Yeah, exactly. Or try
Maybe
to survive.
Maybe they'll figure out a little bit of how it all started.
Right. I would like a little bit of that.
I know, I would like
I mean,
a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll
answer that.
Because, like, you know, they really haven't... In the season one, we learn about the virus or whatever. And then that's the last time we ever hear anything about it, really. You know?
Season two? Because they had the farm just burned. And they're like, everyone comes back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He tells Ray.
That's right. That's what I meant, yeah.
Don't you know?
At the end of season one.
I want to see them do more of, like, the characters, who they were before. Because, like,
I know,
like
I love
Rick and how he's changed.
I love the flashback.
The little bit we saw of Michonne.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
The little bit, yeah, exactly. I love when they go back and show what they used to be like.
Right.
Before they were what now, so...
And plus it just breaks up the storytelling a little bit, too. I mean, that's what Lost did, and that's one reason I love that show so much, is because it gave you a little bit of idea of who they were and why they are who they are now. So,
well, it makes you relate to them more, too.
Yeah, it really develops their character.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you have your favorites, but it's like you relate to them more, like, if you know their backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, and even the people that you hate, you can maybe respect them a little bit more, or, you know, just understand why they're here for, you know, in the story.
Exactly. Carol's also going to have a bigger role in this season.
I hope so.
Awesome. I hope so. Yeah. I really like Carol.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Me too.
So,
yeah. I'd like to know
she deserves
her.
A bigger part after that episode.
Yeah.
And the girls, so.
Oh,
So, I mean, that's it. And there's going to be major deaths, so.
Well, we talked last time a little bit about the trailer for season five. And you don't really see much in Terminus, so we know that they're not going to be there very long, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was one article that said that, because when they release trailers like this, people will go by frame by frame and pick it apart. And, you know, some people have said that they think they recognized a big, like, the series' biggest bad, like, the governor, you wouldn't know about the governor, but...
Well, I know who he is, but
the governor was...
They've kind of told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big bad, but, like, the biggest bad of this entire show, they think they saw him in the trailer.
Negan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Negan.
That's his name,
And it's because, apparently, he has... The weapon that he uses is, like, a bat wrapped in barbed wire or whatever, and they think they spotted the... And Lucille. I think that's the name of the weapon. So... Anyway, so that, oof.
I know. Yeah, that trailer's
intense.
It's intense, yeah, so I can't wait. October 12th when that starts, so yay. Before we get on to Supernatural, let's talk about True Blood, because this is another show that Sissy just started watching.
Oh my god!
Like, seriously,
I forgot
like
about this.
The fourth. I don't know. There's like two episodes left in the final season, and my sister just started watching it. So.
Well, I started watching it because my husband did,
but he just started watching it too, right?
He's watched it off and on. Well, we didn't have HBO until recently.
Mm-hmm.
He actually just bought HBO for True Blood, But he's watched it, like, the last two or three seasons, but not consistently, so he knows a little bit more than I do, but...
Well, the nice thing now is if you have, I mean, you probably have HBO on demand, you can go back and watch all the seasons. You don't have to rely on Netflix or any other video service.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm going to plan on doing. I just have to find the time, because with the little one around, I can't be like, hey, I'm watching this show, sit right here.
Yeah,
so,
no,
that's not a show.
I have
to just wait.
I have to watch when I have time, so that's what I'm going to work on.
But what do you think of it? I mean, you've only watched a few. What do you think of it so far?
Wait, you started with this season, or you are a few episodes?
I saw a few episodes from last year.
Oh, okay.
From last season. But, I mean, I don't know. I like the whole gist, and I read one of the books that you told me to read.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I like it. I'm just kind of confused a little bit.
We're all confused.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, I I need to go back and watch. So it's like, I kind of know what's going on, but then there's a lot of confusing things. Like the last episode with the whole granddad coming and him showing Bill's wife having kids. I don't understand that.
Right.
And
Yeah.
We're all apparently looking.
There's a lot of befuddling moments in this season that have been like, why did we do, what is happening, why?
But the executive producer has said that it's all going to make sense. But it's like, if you're stretching something like that out over several episodes, it's really hard for everyone to kind of jump in and say, oh, great, I want to see more. We have three left. And it's like, We've seen Bill's backstory once.
I know.
It's like we're just rehashing it.
I know.
For whatever the end game is. But I think if it would have been one, maybe two episodes, it'd be a little different. They spaced them out. It's not like there's one episode, the next episode.
Was it you that was telling me, or somebody said that, like, pretty much there's going to be a lot of deaths, like a lot of people.
There's already been a lot of deaths.
Yeah, so far.
I can see some more major ones coming, definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
I think maybe Eric, maybe Pam. I don't know.
Everybody. How do you end a show like this?
I know, that's why I don't know how you end a show like this. Bill, I could see Bill dying, maybe.
But then it's just like, that's the Bill and Sookie, that's the end game.
I know, exactly.
It started with them and it ends with them. It's like, if Bill dies or Eric dies, and it's just like, oh, then Sookie's story is still.
I wonder that,
because it kind of seems like it's been her story of growing up and finding someone to spend the rest of her life with.
Yeah, maybe this will give, like, if they kill off Eric and Bill, it'll give her a chance to get back into a normal life with no more with vampires or anything.
Has she really ever kind of been alone?
Yes, I mean, up until Bill was her first love.
Oh, okay.
So, until then, up until she met a vampire.
It was basically the connection was because. Yeah. She couldn't read his thoughts.
She couldn't read his thoughts. Yeah. Exactly. Because she can read thoughts because she's half fairy.
Yeah.
So it was very hard for her to have a normal life or date anybody because she could hear what they're saying all the time.
Okay.
And she can't hear vampires. So I think that was one of the big draws.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I don't know. I kind of have I had a feeling from the beginning of the season that they were going to end up back together. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all knew it. But I don't know. What did you think of the last episode?
It wasn't bad. I read an article afterwards because of the whole Hoyt coming back to town with his girlfriend and Jason focusing
on
him.
I know!
Like, are you kidding me?
Really?
But the actor was even kind of explaining that, see, you're seeing that Jason now, he's not going to go after her. So you're going to see that he has changed a little bit. So you're seeing some kind of character development, even though he obviously is attracted to her.
Yeah.
It's like, but you've been down this road
exactly.
before.
He's not going to
take that.
He's done before. Yeah.
So it was so great to see Hoyt back.
I know. I'm really glad they brought him back.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's going to do any, if he's going to have more.
He has to have seen with Jessica.
Yeah, he has to. Exactly.
So, I mean, she's in danger now because she's going right into Violet's trap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting to see how that kind of plays out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I hope
they kill Violet. Kill her in this episode. Come on.
I hate her. Well, so then we have Sarah Newland. Her fate's kind of up in the air. She's basically the cure for the virus.
Yeah.
And what do you do? I did read that they shot that scene when she's kind of seeing all of Jason and Steve and all that. They shot that. It was.
I'm glad they brought
Steve
Newland for just a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
He's
one of my favorites.
And he's from Kansas City.
Yeah, I know.
And he signed my book.
I know.
So
God, we should get on the podcast.
We should. I know his granddad. So
I know. Get Steve Newland.
Yep.
On our show, it'd be awesome. But yeah.
I don't know. I have hope.
It's gotten better.
It has.
The first few episodes.
We're
really trying our patience, but it's gotten better. So. I'm hoping that it's going to end well.
Right.
It needs to.
Yeah.
It probably will. It's probably just to make everybody, confused which it's working. And then.
Right. And then they have to stretch it out a little
bit. Yeah, that's true.
So.
I don't know. But.
I don't know. But, with any ending of a show, you're going to have some people that are going to be like, oh, good way to end the show. And then
people
are just
going to
hate
it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, people are going to hate it. Yeah. No,
that's with
what.
Any show.
Yeah, that's it. That's true.
So.
It's any show. Mm. Jenna, have you watched True Blood at all?
No.
No?
Maybe the first episode, whenever it first came on, but I think I might have read one of the books, a long time ago, but no.
No.
I have too much on my plate between zombies and Freak Show coming up. So.
I need to start watching
Game of Thrones.
Start watching it.
Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones.
I'm not interested.
I've given her my HBO Go password, so, I mean, if HBO's listening, I don't do that. Never mind.
I'm sure you aren't the only one.
I know.
If you did it.
But so she can watch Game of Thrones. She hasn't done it yet, but I tell her she's going to
okay.
love it. So
I do not have time. Summer classes take up a lot of your time.
Right. We'll put that on.
I have a full-time job, and I find time.
Oh.
I'm saying.
She doesn't have a life, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, you know, you don't have a life because you're watching Supernatural.
All the time, every
even
day.
Even when it's not
every
on.
Moment of every day.
AT&T. TNT in the morning.
That's how I got hooked on that show. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but
I have been a fan
yeah.
since day one.
She has been. And I, for the longest time, put
and
it
I
off.
And I would tell her,
like,
you need to watch
this
show.
Oh, it's on CW. It looks really dumb. But then,
and I thought the same thing.
I know.
Because I'm like, oh, CW, God. You know, God, this is going to be another CW show. And then one day, I watched it, and I was like, well, I really, really, really liked it. And then,
yes.
Thank you, CW, for changing my mind.
I know, me too. Yeah, and so eventually I broke down and watched it, and I was instantly hooked, and now we are both obsessed with it,
yes.
and we talk about it all the time.
Yes.
And we send each other pictures and memes
yes.
and funny supernatural things we find online.
Yeah, and my husband knows who Jensen Ackles is because we talk about him a lot.
Did
so.
You finish this season?
I'm halfway through.
Oh my god, to see.
But I know.
You know what happens?
But I know what happens,
okay.
yeah. So.
What happens with Dean? He's
yeah,
a demon.
He's a demon, yeah.
So that's going to be the focus of a lot of next season.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a musical episode, which
yes.
I'm really excited
about. I'm excited
about
that,
think it's
too.
Going to be great.
I am excited to see Jared Padalecki because I know Jensen Ackles can sing,
uh-huh.
and he is a singer. But Jared Padalecki has even said, like, he's not a singer. He will never be a singer.
Yeah.
And so I'm...
It's called auto-tune.
Yeah. We'll see.
Hey, that's what I was telling him. Is like, the great thing about the show is it's not afraid to make fun of itself.
They make fun of themselves
you know,
a lot.
Exactly.
And they poke fun at the writers and, you know, pop icons
yeah.
or whatever at the time.
They
and,
make fun of their fans a little
yeah,
bit sometimes.
Yeah, and...
There's a really great episode where they go to this long story, but... Carver Ellen, or sorry, there's a guy who was a prophet, but and so he wrote these books about supernatural, and it's their lives in this book, but
yeah.
he didn't know he was a prophet at the time. Anyway, it turns into this big cult thing, like people are really interested because they think it's a book series, and they have this supernatural convention.
Yes.
And like, Dean and Sam go to investigate a case
and
there.
Everybody's dressed
everyone's
up like
dressed
them,
there.
And,
they all
yeah.
have the same. They all have their cars
yeah.
like the same. It's really funny.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
They make a lot of fun of kind of the fandom, how crazy it can get sometimes.
Right.
And it's a really great episode. But again, that's they like to make fun of themselves.
Well,
that
and they make fun of kind of the celebrity because they are celebrities, but they don't take themselves too seriously. You don't really see them going out to clubs and
mm-hmm.
like doing this and doing that. And they're really kind of humble guys and real funny. And there's one episode. Don't ask me the name, where they go into like a parallel universe where like
oh,
they
yeah.
oh you did
yeah.
they it's like their show like
yeah,
they
go to the set of
the whole their whole lives that they do are a show but like in you know but their characters are like they don't know it but like Jared Padalecki's character in the real life is just an asshole. Like,
and he's got like pictures of himself.
Yeah,
he's just pictures of himself all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, and
the place.
His real wife, his actual wife, is in it, and she plays his wife in it.
And they met on the show.
Yeah, she's Ruby.
Ruby,
and,
demon. Anyway, it's just
and,
really funny.
Yeah, and apparently they don't get along. Like in their like
yeah,
they hate
in
each other.
In this,
and,
yeah, in this alternate universe. They
I
don't
just
get
think
along.
That's really cool. How
yeah.
they don't take themselves too seriously. They make fun of themselves all the time.
Yeah.
And
that's
you know.
Why it's so enjoyable.
Like there's Hopefully. One that one episode or that's called Chris Angel is a douchebag and
yeah.
it's all about magicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So
well hopefully they'll be at Comic-Con next year.
Oh my god.
I would totally no.
We're
I
going
go.
To Comic-Con next year. Like we're going.
Mm-hmm.
He and I.
To the Supernatural or
no,
just
Comic-Con in general. Well, we're going to Supernatural from there. Yeah.
Well, if
but,
there, right?
Yeah, you need to tell me.
Yeah. Oh hey Sunny.
Oh,
hey.
Just make yourself at home.
Just use me as a ladder.
Right.
I thought you liked me. Okay.
There's the cats again. They love you know, bombing our photo.
So that means the dog isn't too far behind.
I know. Okay, that's enough Supernatural, but yes. I'm excited for the next season because I think it's going to be good seeing Dean, like, as a demon and see him struggle with that. And Crowley, I think, is going to try and help him. And
well, that, and I was reading, too, that like, he's a demon, but he's really, like, even before that, like, his psyche was just really messed up from, like, everything that they've been through. So it's kind of like Dean fighting himself and the demon. So it's kind of, it's going to be a lot of, he said, a lot of emotional turmoil. So I'm excited.
Yes. I love agents. I love emotional
turmoil. Like, he doesn't even have to talk, really.
I know.
He can just really walk on there and just look in the camera.
I know. It's amazing.
We like it.
Okay, Gotham.
All right. Gotham. So it looks like we're only about a month or so away from the premiere.
Yeah.
It's been getting great reviews, from people who've seen the premiere. It's one of the top rated shows to watch, and they've now added, a guy who used to play, or who was on Dexter, and he is going to be the crime boss, Salvatore Moroni, who, if you've seen any of the Batman movies with Christopher Nolan, he's a kind of a big figure, so.
Oh, that's right.
So he will, So they're adding.
And this is Commissioner Gordon, right?
Yeah, this is the story of Commissioner Gordon. Ben McKenzie plays him.
Yeah, I like it.
It looks really good.
I've seen the commercials.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailers.
Yeah, and Jada Pinkett Smith's in it. She plays Fish Mooney. She looks awesome. I mean, it looks so good. Mm-hmm. So I think it's
gonna
really good. Have you seen previews for it?
Yes.
What do you think?
It looks interesting, but I've never been a big
Batman
fan.
God, you're the worst.
I'm not going to say the comment I was going
to
say.
Don't be scared
if you watch Friends. But, yeah, probably not.
No,
I'm not going to watch it. Maybe one
day.
What
shows do you watch, Jenna?
Teen Mom 1.
Teen Mom.
Yeah.
It's over. Teen Mom 2. Get it right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, I'm waiting for everything to come back. There's nothing
I know on. You're really big into Once Upon a Time.
Oh, my God. I love Once Upon a Time.
That's good.
Yeah.
I got my boyfriend hooked. He's like, I don't want to watch this. And then now he's like, when can we watch it?
And you're excited for the Frozen
part. Yes, I'm excited for
Frozen. Next season.
Yes.
I hope they make Elsa, like, really dark or something. I wanted to, like, kill people.
I like that. Like, freeze them, yeah.
Yeah. She's got
this not letting it go.
As long as they don't create that song.
The twist that they give, the storylines and the characters, I mean, sometimes that you're just like, whoa. Like, you never would have thought. It's awesome.
Do you have Ariel at one point on there?
Yeah. They've had, like, pretty much named a Disney.
Belle.
I love Belle. Mm-hmm. I love Belle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, if you can think of, like, the Disney character person, they've been there.
Mulan
has been there.
Oh.
Yeah, keep it going.
What about Princess and the Frog?
Not yet.
So, and there's Sophia's first.
Cinderella,
yeah. She was a Teen Mom.
Snow White, I know. Sleeping Beauty?
Yes.
Maleficent?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. And it's from the producers of Lost.
Yeah, I know.
So it kind of makes sense.
I
want to
watch it. It's on my list. Maybe I'll do that one after when I'm done with Breaking Bad. Maybe.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I should.
I would recommend it.
Yeah.
There's only a couple
seasons. I watched the first episode when it came on, and I liked it. I just didn't get around to watching it, so.
It took me a couple episodes, because at first I was thinking, like, me and my friend watched it, and we were so confused because we were thinking that Emma was, like, Snow White. She just, like, dyed her hair or something. Like, it took us, even though they look nothing alike. I don't know. It took a few episodes for me to finally be like, okay, I kind of know who's who. But then once you get past that, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Okay, now, Big Brother.
Big Brother? Oh, we're jumping out.
Oh, it's Nashville. Never mind, Nashville.
Oh, we're so close, Sissy. We're so close.
I was like, I would love to talk about Big Brother.
Hold on, we're going to talk about Nashville right quick.
Nashville.
Who else watched? Any of y'all watch Nashville?
The only episodes I've watched are the ones I watched with you, and then you were getting so annoyed with me because I'm like, what's going on?
Can't wait until the commercial to ask. You have to ask right then and there. But I saw the first, like, half of the first season, and then whenever it, you know, did its break, I just never was able to get back into it. And other shows came on, so
Yeah, it's tough when shows do that.
Yeah. The fun thing with the season premiere, they're going to do, like, live musical acts. So it'll be, like, let me tape pizzas, and then when they do their music, it'll be live. So I think it'll be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a really great show. It's a very soap opery, very dramatic. There are some times where you're like, oh my God, really?
My mom watches it, so every now and then I'll watch episodes. So it's like, I kind of know, I don't know every little detail that's happened, but I know, like, the major, like, events in it.
The music's great.
Yeah,
The music actually is really good.
I think my mom actually bought their soundtrack.
Yeah, probably.
Now that I think about it, I've downloaded some of their soundtracks.
It's great. But you should watch it to see if you get a chance.
Yeah, it's a fun watch.
I got like two other shows I'm catching up on, so it'll have to wait.
You know,
True Blood and The Walking.
Yes,
and Nashville's pretty family.
Got to prioritize.
Like, so, kiddo will like Nashville.
When Nashville's over, like 2 years later, I'll watch it.
Right,
it's too soon to watch it. Got to wait till it's over and done with. Until it gets canceled.
Okay. I'm Big Brother.
Big Brother. Y'all Big Brother. Talk.
Yes.
Amongst yourselves, Jenny.
I'm obsessed with Big Brother.
I am too. I will admit it. And I have admitted it. But the thing is, like, I told this to her. Like, I think I watched the first season or two. It was on, like, it was just, like, some friends. And this was many years ago. So it was just like, oh, and it was good. I liked it. And it was fun. Because it was also, I think it was paired up with Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. And so we watched, but it was like, Wednesday
Amazing
night
Race
was
too.
Just like, we make a, you know, like, come over and let's all have drinks and pizza and we'll watch both these shows. And it was fun. It was nothing too serious. And then I just didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. And then last season, I was like, oh, all right, because my niece is hooked. Mm-hmm. Like you, and watches the live feeds and stuff. I'm like, all right, I'll try it, and I'm not going to tell anyone. And then I was like, damn it! I got hooked. And
well, see, I knew what it was, and I'd watched, like, when it first started, like you, I kind of watched a couple of us, wasn't really into it, and then my husband and then my mother-in-law are really into it, and, like, so I've watched the last three seasons with them, and then it's just like every year, it's like I get more and more obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that I like about it the most, like, yes, it's reality TV, Miss Reality TV snob over here, but it's just, but it's like, it's not really, it doesn't really have time to be scripted because you have the live feeds, so it's like they can't really hide a lot, so it's kind of all
still happening
real time type thing.
And it's a social experiment.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's like, it makes sense. It's like,
I really do like to see how people, I've always been this way. I really like to see how people handle situations or how they take certain things just because I mean, sometimes I'll just sit and people watch. I mean, it interests me a lot. And then, you know, like with Christine, like, I didn't like her from the beginning, and now I know why I didn't. So it's kind of like you have feelings about people in the beginning.
Right.
And then it's just like you kind of see if people are going to disappoint you or prove you right or prove you wrong. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah, I do too. And another thing is, like, I really like seeing the lighthearted moments because a lot of times they'll edit these shows where it's just drama.
Uh-huh.
But then there are parts where it's like, they all, like, have fun doing something or something happens, and it's like, okay, so these people are creating a bond.
Yeah.
Regardless if they hate each other or not.
You're stuck in a house for 3 months. Like, literally, no outside world.
You're not on your phones.
You have no idea what's going on in the outside world. Like, Frankie's grandfather died, and Derek's grandfather died, and it's like, that's, like, life is still going on outside the house, and it's just, they just really have each other to rely on, and they're essentially strangers, and so it's just, you do form a bond. I mean, even, if so-and-so stabbed you in the back, you're still going through an experience that, I mean, not a lot of people go through, so, I mean, I don't know, I like it. It's drama, it's, you know, you have your sad moments, like, with Donnie crying gets me every time, like, I just tear up with Donnie, because I love Donnie so much, but it's just, I don't know, I like
it. It's a fun show.
I like it, and then you have people from, I mean, yeah, they pick these people to cause drama, but people, like, Paolo and Donnie being best friends, like, never would have thought that happening.
Well, and that's originally why they started Big Brother all those years ago over in the UK. It was like, you're putting some people who don't agree, whether it's based on religion, politics, sexual orientation, whatever, you're putting them together. It's sort of like the real world, it's a confined area, and you know, you learn that maybe what you thought before, you know, it changes you as a person. And I love seeing stories like that.
Yeah, well, that, or I like seeing people, like, where they kind of go into it a certain way, and then being in there changes them to where they come out. It's changed them either for the better or for the worse. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. So, but it changes their character in a way.
And, well, right, and because a lot of us, we're traveling in the same circles. Mm-hmm. You know, someone from, you know, Kentucky, you know, back on the farm, they're not going to hang out with a DJ from New York.
Yeah.
And just to see everyone, the different perspectives and stuff. That's really
different culture, really, because you have, like, Paolo, who's, like, New York party life DJ, mm-hmm. and then, you know, like you said, Caleb, who's from Kentucky, and then Nicole's from, like, the farm, like, in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really sure where she's from, but it's, I don't know, it's just different people and...
Yeah.
Different lives, and I don't know. I find it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. So there we go.
Well, yeah. I don't know. And so I just don't know if I can bring myself to watch it ever. I just don't think I can do it.
Well, you know what? If I can bring myself to find time to watch True Blood and Walking.
Yeah, that's true.
How about do it? Hey, you do this for me, and I'll watch Nashville for you.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I don't like this deal.
Okay. So okay, everyone should watch what you want to watch, but you.
That's exactly what it is.
See, that's because she has good taste.
This is why I like Big Brother, because I never would have saw that coming, and it could have been recorded, and I thought I knew you. You're just a different person.
I don't know. I'm just not into drama. I don't like seeing drama. Like people.
You watched Nashville. Right. It's all drama.
I like scripted. I like scripted drama. I don't like. I don't know how to explain it. I don't like reality shows because
it's not a technical reality show. I think that you should at least watch. I mean, maybe starting next year because you're already into it. But yeah, maybe she should have to since
like,
she's watching
like
your shows.
You have your.
I mean, I think of like the real world, like or just idiots
you
getting drunk.
You used to love the real world.
Yeah, when I was 15, or actually younger than that.
Because she was still in that small town. She had that was
exactly,
her culture.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think you would really like it if you would.
Oh, I think so too. I know she would. That's why she doesn't
that,
want
and
it. That's exactly why
that,
she doesn't want
I don't
want
need
it.
Anymore. I told you so.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, well, it could actually maybe bring you and Mitch closer. And then you can
we're close enough.
We're good.
Anyway, so I think next season you're gonna have to at least try it.
All right,
yay!
It's on the podcast.
Yeah, it's on the podcast. You can't back out now.
Nope. All right, let's move on to movie news.
Okay. All right. So there's a possible Ghostbusters reboot in the works with an all-female cast.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who, his name is Paul Feig. I don't know how you say his last name, but he directed Bridesmaids, The Heat. So it's been reported that he's going to do a reboot with Ghostbusters, but like they're all women instead. But there's also rumors that it's not actually a reboot. He's just actually going to be doing Ghostbusters 3. So conflicting rumors.
But is it going to have anything to do with the original two movies as far as like storyline?
I don't know. It just says it didn't. This article doesn't say.
They've been having a lot of problems with this Ghostbusters.
Yeah, they really have.
Well, and you had... what's
Harold
his name?
Ramis.
He died.
Ramis died.
And then Bill Murray is always dragging his feet.
Yeah. I mean, if they made
he's a... kind of a dick.
I would love a Ghostbusters 3. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it would do well.
Didn't they... They just made up, like, before... Like, 6 months before he died, mm-hmm. they actually just buried the hatchet.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They didn't speak for, like, 20 years. 15 or 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow. It was some... I don't know. So they had some beef over, like, his wife or something like that I read. I don't really know for sure.
Hmm. Bill Murray's from Wisconsin, and
we know
him very well.
Oh, yeah?
He's randomly very, very
showing up at people's, like, weddings or engagement photos.
I mean, he's... Weird.
Yeah,
he seems
a little eccentric.
Yeah, a little eccentric. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about like a female Ghostbuster. I don't love female-driven comedies, but I don't think it's necessary.
Well, I think it wouldn't be bad if maybe if it didn't have the Ghostbusters name attached to
it. Well, I mean, it depends also what they do with this reboot. If it's just a remake of the original with women, mm-hmm. no. But maybe yeah. if it's... Maybe they're all the daughters of so-and-so. Then that, yeah. I would love that. I think that would be
that
a great
idea. That actually would be pretty
you
good.
Know, like, you know, that would be cool.
Right.
So, you know. Like
that all they had were daughters or something.
Yeah.
And then there's some re...
Or
know.
Maybe they,
yeah.
like,
oh,
grew
yeah.
up watching them. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
took it over.
Technically, they'd be around our age, you know.
That's true.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm. So, it would be fun. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a good way to do that.
Well, that and also depends on who's cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they'd have to get funny people like mm-hmm. Melissa McCartney.
Yeah.
She's in all of his movies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why not? Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Actually, I think they're both kind of
too old,
old
right,
for that
old.
For that role. Yeah. So.
Well, they're doing The Heat, too, so.
Oh, that's right. They are doing The Heat, mm-hmm. aren't they? I like The Heat.
They're so good.
It was so good. I know. I know.
I just love Sandra Bullock and Megan McCartney.
Yeah,
but
me
wait,
too.
I saw Tammy and Tammy...
Yeah. Well,
okay.
she did that. I mean, that was her... She self-produced that.
She and her husband,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, her husband's really funny.
There was some funny parts, and I like Susan Sarandon in it. And I don't know, I thought it was okay, but it wasn't, like...
Yeah.
It wasn't as great as she
yeah,
thought.
It wasn't as great as like, Identity Theft or anything like that.
Identity Thief was okay. It
yeah.
wasn't terrible.
Mm-mm.
It was funny. You know, bad.
I liked it.
She was
yeah.
really good in Gilmore Girls.
She was on Gilmore Girls?
Yeah,
she was also on Samantha Who, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
I
never did watch that show.
Oh,
I watched,
my gosh.
I watched
it here and there.
Bit.
Yeah, but I didn't get to really watch. I wonder if that's on Netflix.
It
I
is.
That is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to watch that.
And Hulu. And I think Amazon.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's...
I still always forget that her and Jenna McCarthy are cousins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They should do a movie
sorry,
together.
Melissa.
That's what I say.
Well, apparently, what I
Mick
read
knows there. My feelings about Jenny McCarthy.
McCarthy,
McCarthy.
I knew her name. Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
McCartney.
Oh, whatever.
Come on, come on.
Different family.
Different family, right? Well,
speaking of
Bill
Murray
and all that stuff, he is going to be the voice, right?
Yeah,
the new Jungle Book.
Baloo.
Yeah,
because they're doing a live action.
Jungle Book. I heard that.
And he's going to do the voice of Baloo, which I think is a great choice, actually. His voice.
Yeah.
I mean, he did Garfield. I guess he can do Baloo.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So I think it'll be a good choice for Baloo.
Mm.
Although I don't know, think I'll ever get Baloo's actual voice out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, from the old Disney cartoons. But
yeah, because that's kind of a...
I think that's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved Baloo. He was, like, my favorite.
And, you know, I think, depending on what they do with this new Jungle Book, I think it'll be...
I think Andy Serkis is in it, too.
I think so.
And he's not a character. He's an actual person. Like, a live human.
Christopher Walken is going to do King Louie.
That's funny.
And Breaking Bad's Giancarlo Esposito. I don't know who he played on Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. You should... Maybe you're not to that point yet.
Hold on. Let me click on his face.
He's
maybe.
A chicken...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's him? Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, he's going to be the Wolf King, whatever, Aquila. Yeah. Oh, and Scarlett Johansson, Lupita Nyong'o, Ben Kingsley, Idris Elba. They're all going to be in it.
Ben Kingsley's Tiger, right? Or he's a Tiger?
I don't know, probably. But, yeah, I think that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be come out in October of 2015. So
that'll be fun.
They're all going to do voices. The only the boy who plays Mowgli is going to be actually on the screen. But the rest are his voices.
Hmm.
So that should be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. I told him, remember when I was in the Jungle Book in high school?
Yes. I remember very, very vividly.
It was fun. I was a mama wolf.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had like two lines at the beginning of the play. It was awesome. It's my first play
it's
ever.
It's at times like that I wish, like, we had smartphones back then because
I
have
I would love to see that.
I have no videotape.
I know.
Of that.
I'm sure somebody out there has that somewhere, but probably somebody's mom. But
yeah.
That was fun.
But what was the first play you were in?
The Jungle Book.
Was it?
No,
you were like an extra. Or like you.
No, we didn't.
Does that really count?
The first one in high school was the Jungle Book. But in middle school, we did a play called The Yellow Boat, which is a really heavy play for middle schoolers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's about a little boy who has hemophilia,
yes,
who gets AIDS from a blood transfusion.
Yes, I remember this. Yes.
We did that in middle school.
Yes.
Okay, oh, so he goes hard.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was a really great play, but now thinking about it, I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe we did that in middle school.
I remember that. We didn't even have plays in middle school.
It was our theater. So everybody had to be in the play.
I didn't mind doing the backstage stuff, but I had to do that. Was it seventh grade? Was it Sagert? And I had to do something with the Lion King. I had to sing something.
Really?
But it's like you had to be on, like you had to do it. But it wasn't like with an audience. It was in front of like 5 or 6 different classes.
Oh, well, I don't remember that.
I hated it.
Hey, I don't know why.
You want to fix this backstage? Yes, I want to do that.
I don't know why I forced myself into theater, because I'm such a, I was a shy kid.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of a shy person, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
That's good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it helped. Mm-hmm. But now, there's no way in hell I would do that now. No way.
Why? Well, I haven't actually...
You would do a play?
I would want to be involved with the play. I would love to do backstage, but I don't know if I'd want to be in it.
Mm.
You know? I don't know if I could handle being in it now. Because even now, I get in front of... Just speaking, like, at our morning news meetings, I get nervous. I don't like people stop looking at me and... stuff. I don't know. It's weird.
I get nervous, but then when I'm nervous sometimes, like I'll ramble and I just ramble and then some people laugh and some people are like, you just stop talking. Like, okay.
I'm having like a reflex again. Yeah.
It's from The Hangover.
Funny story, everyone. Jenna is 21. She just turned 21 a few months ago. Before then, she never drank, and she came to visit me, and we got her really drunk. So she's enjoying
her. Well, we could have gotten her drunker.
We could have gotten her drunker. We didn't want to kill her.
We're easing her into this whole hangover.
She's experiencing her first hangover right now, and it's amazing. We're going to take care of her and make her soup today and make her drink Gatorade.
Pretty much the past 2 days, I've been babied.
Uh-huh.
After the pool.
She hasn't experienced the full-fledged hangover where it's like 3 days long and you hate your life.
Yeah.
Oh,
where you hate everything, you tell yourself you never drink again.
Yeah.
Those are the
And they're horrible the older you get. So if you're going to do it now while your body can still handle it. Because once you get like 27,
It's bad. It's real bad. Kind of like Nicholas Sparks.
Good segue.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what
good. They're not all bad.
I did like The Notebook.
The Notebook's great. Oh, you know, there's some great. Safe Haven's a good one. But
Safe Haven is good, and I liked their actor choices.
Yes.
But
there
like
have
I said,
been some really bad
whole,
ones.
The whole ghost thing.
Yeah.
In the book. The book's better than the movie, but. The whole ghost thing. It's like literally how it reads too is just I'm gonna throw a ghost in there.
Very random.
It's just, it's just
oh, by the way, she's a ghost.
Yeah, oh
by the way, I'm a ghost.
My dead wife helped you out a little bit.
It's crazy.
So
anyway, there's a new movie coming out called The Best of Me. I guess it's a book, but it has Michelle Monaghan, James Marsden, and a couple other people, I don't know their names. It's set in 1984 as Amanda and Dawson fall madly, truly, deeply in love. They're from opposite walks of life.
Wow.
And are pulled apart due to terrible circumstances. 2 decades later, they find each other again. So it's pretty much The Notebook, it sounds like.
It sounds like it's The Notebook meets, like...
Yeah, but, you know, I think... Oh, and here's the... Look at the poster. Classic Nicholas.
Oh,
I could have just seen that and realized...
That comes out in October.
Who's
Michelle Monaghan and James Marsden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like James Marsden.
Yeah, I do too. So I will probably see it. Hopefully.
I'll see it.
I'll give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot.
I've watched every other one of his movies. Why not?
But The Lucky One.
The Lucky One is terrible.
Yeah.
I hate that movie so much.
The chemistry between Zac Efron.
Taylor Schilling and Zac Efron have absolutely
no chemistry.
None.
Haven't seen it.
It's terrible. Don't watch it. It's
terrible. The best actor on there is his dog.
Yeah, it's It's really bad. Nice. And I like cheesy romantic movies, and I couldn't even finish that one.
Nope.
It was so bad. So, anyway, I just want to talk about that because I like rom-coms.
We could talk about The Winter's Tale being the worst.
Oh my God, we should talk about this. Okay. For those of you who haven't heard of this movie, it's called Winter's Tale.
Didn't it just come out last fall?
It came out, I don't know, I think it came out at Valentine's Day last year.
Yeah, it did. Valentine's Day, yeah.
But it is the worst.
But I wanted to see it because it looked so good.
It looked
good.
So good by the trailer.
Like, I even called my sisters like, oh my God.
I know, it's like
this movie. And
Carol, like,
yeah, it's got Russell Crowe.
And Sybil from Downton Abbey.
Yeah, and it just looks so good. And so
there's magical, it's romantic, it looks like a great movie.
You come down and we make my husband, like, and my husband's like, I'm going to bed, this is going to be the worst movie ever. But he says that a lot, so we're like, no, he goes to bed. He goes to bed, and so we watch it, literally, worst movie ever.
Worst
like,
movie ever.
If you haven't seen it, it's just,
There's not even a way to explain how bad it is, or how weird it is.
Will Smith is the devil, as he always is, I guess. I don't know. Like, randomly. I didn't even know he was in the movie.
Yeah, Will Smith
randomly,
is the devil. Russell
he plays the devil.
Crowe is a demon.
Demon.
And Russell Crowe wants Colin Farrell in his demon army.
He wants his soul.
He wants his soul.
For his army. Like, to help him
or
something. But Colin, but it goes, it jumps, it's between, it's like, what, the 1800s, and then it jumps
forward. No, it's the early 1900s, like 1914, 1913, like 100 years ago. Then it jumps to present day.
But Colin Farrell doesn't age because he hasn't fulfilled his miracle or something.
There's demons, a lot doesn't make sense. For some reason, Colin Farrell lives forever.
His girlfriend dies.
He falls in love with Sybil from Downton Abbey, and she has tuberculosis or something.
Yeah, she dies.
She dies.
They make this bed that's supposed
His little sister, her little sister is like 8. 100 years later, she's still alive, apparently, and she's still running some publishing company. It's the dumbest thing ever.
Jennifer Connelly's in it.
There's a horse that flies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about the flying horse.
It's not Pegasus.
No, it's just a flying horse.
Just a flying horse.
Wow.
That he finds.
And
there's something about miracles.
Yeah. Something about the stars, too.
Stars.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally if...
It makes no sense. None of it.
It's like Sci-Fi Channel and Nicholas Sparks had a baby.
It was just the worst movie.
Yeah, it was, like, literally, it was so bad we had to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
And comment on how
bad
it was.
It's
higher
that
time.
Bad. It is... I mean, the whole time we're just like, how did this movie get made? How did it get made?
I would have loved to be the fly on the wall in the writer's room.
Well, the thing is, it's based on a book, and the book itself is supposed to be amazing.
Maybe I should read the book.
People say the book is amazing, but the movie is, it's such a hard movie to adapt, I guess, that, like, I think Martin Scorsese was attached to this film at one point, but he said, this movie is unfilmable. Like, there's just, it's impossible to make this new movie that makes sense. And then some guy picked it up, and, I mean, people have been trying
to make it for Russell Crowe and Colin Farrell were just jobless for a little while, and were like, hey, I'll do it. Why not?
And the acting's not bad. I mean, they're all, well, Russell Crowe's pretty bad in it, but
yeah.
Colin's pretty good, and so is Sybil, and
Will Smith did play a good devil.
I guess, but it's just the worst movie. And it is the top of my worst movie list.
Well, it was one of those things where I kind of had to eat my words, and the next morning I had to say, like, you were right.
You were right. Honey. It was bad.
It was bad. It was
really,
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 really
bad. So, if you like watching bad movies, watch it, because it's just crazy enough that you're like, oh my God, but you can't turn away.
Maybe
but
get drunk and watch it.
Yeah,
maybe it'll be better.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, you know what I hope's not bad, even though some people are saying it's bad, is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the reboot that came out this weekend.
Yeah, I heard it's more for kids now than for us who
really
grew up with Turtles. And there's,
so there's no
it's just
nods.
All action. It's just like nonstop.
Really?
You don't really get to know too much about the Turtles.
Really?
There's that one post that was going around about that elevator scene with them. And they're like, that's basically all you get of the Turtles, like,
Talking,
right. It's just,
oh.
And they changed the backstory a little bit.
Mm.
I don't know, I'm still going
to
see it.
Yeah, I'd like to go see it just to see how different it is. Yeah.
But again, it's a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, it's Michael Bay. That's true.
It's based from what everyone's saying. It's basically Transformers, but with turtles. Mm-hmm. So, and I like the first couple Transformers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but and it's a short movie. It's not even 2 hours long.
That's amazing. Which is rare for Michael Bay.
Yeah, because Michael Bay.
Right. Well, yeah. All that time he spent on Transformers,
exactly.
He should have given some of that time back.
He should have invested some of that in turtles, there, Michael.
Well, I've heard like the Transformers 4, they could have cut out like 45 minutes, and it still would have been good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I
heard. That too. I heard the first hour is really good,
and then
the next hour is
two and a half hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
I think it's like 2:45.
The thought of
it's almost 3 hours.
No, God.
Yeah.
Thought of sitting in a movie theater that long. No way.
Right.
Can't even. No way.
But yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but, and I don't know. I've heard Mark Wahlberg was okay, but.
It's just Jones.
Yeah. I can tell.
The dog is making his appearance upstairs.
Running around. Running around.
He's just like, you're talking about turtles, I'm out of here.
But the movie we did see that we really enjoyed is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
It was so good.
And honestly, the best movie we've seen all summer. Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
I'm seeing it next week.
You guys should see it. I mean,
everyone I know who's seen it has said it's really good. It makes me want to see it.
Very enjoyable. You don't have to know anything about it.
We had no idea.
But, and you hear, you know, there's a talking raccoon and a talking tree, but they are the best parts of the movie.
That sounds intriguing.
I know.
Who doesn't like a tree that talks?
It's really funny. Like, you will tear up a little bit, too, because of the tree. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
I've seen it twice. I loved it.
It's funny, when I saw the trailer,
I liked the music that they picked for the trailer, and then I thought the raccoon was cute, and I like Chris Pratt.
Yeah. He's great. I mean, it's a great movie. So.
I knew a little bit about it just because... My dad, he's a comic book.
Yeah,
like anything comic book.
Yeah.
He knows the answer, and he told me a little bit about it, but I haven't ever read any of the comic books or anything. But I'm excited to go see it.
No, I think even your husband will enjoy it.
Oh, he did. He said he really liked it.
It's the best movie
I've seen all summer.
No, that's surprising.
Him and dad, they went to see it yesterday.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah,
he texted me because he said, he's like, I think it's better than Captain America. So that's why I asked y'all. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think it's better than Captain America?
I mean, Captain America is
good. Does Jonathan like stuff like that?
No.
No?
Jonathan, no. He's an interesting breed of what he likes. If it involves, like, wannabe cowboys killing people, I don't act like they're badasses. He's all for it. But anything that couldn't happen in real life, no, God forbid.
Well, they watched Purge 2 when they
were yes, we watched The Purge 2, and it's awesome.
Really good.
It was so much better than the first one, and I liked the first one so much better.
I didn't see the first one.
I didn't really care for Ethan Hawke in the first one, but it was good. But the second one's
Ethan Hawke
okay.
A lot in general. Matt Saracen's in the second one.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Friday Night Lights?
I know, yeah, I've seen half seasons.
Oh, you've seen the last half?
Yeah, the last half of the last season.
No, I've seen, like, season one and, like, the last season. I haven't seen.
Of course, nothing anymore. Oh, my gosh. Wow. You're a rare breed. Yeah. You really are. Hey,
I know. It's funny.
I try to be different.
How are we sisters?
And twin sisters.
I know. Hey, someone who watches anything and everything on TV.
Except Big
Except
Brother.
Except for reality television.
Another friend of ours has actually told us we are the worst twins ever.
Who was that?
Charles.
Oh.
He tells us that all the time. He's like,
Charles would say.
Charles is like, you are the worst twins ever. And I'm like, hey, it works for us. Hey,
it
it's just like
us.
When we were younger, we had to do everything together, and then it's like now we're just...
That's true.
We're just different.
Go our own ways.
We're different, but when we have the same things, we...
We like a lot of the same things, but we don't like a lot of the same things also, so, you know.
It's like, if you watch Big Brother, I will love you for the rest of my life.
That's good. She's going to get hooked next year, so...
She's going to call me and be like, you know what, Sissy? You're on to something.
And then he'll be over here.
Yep.
Who told you to watch Big Brother?
Exactly.
Who told you to watch Big Brother?
Wait till Mike's on. Wait till Mike's on. So, all right. Well, I think that does it. We are just shy of an hour.
Woo!
Yeah.
Look at that.
I was expecting this one to go 2 hours.
Yeah. I know.
Well, Jenna's hungover.
I know. She's not on top of her game today. Yeah. Otherwise, we would still be talking about the first thing you're talking about, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Well, new episodes. We'll get you back.
Keep getting asked to reflex, so it's like, nope. I'm just going to sit here in my misery.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Of course, you can always follow us on Twitter at @agallonagay.
Or Facebook, it's @agallonagay. Or email us, agallonagay@gmail.com. Please, you know, send us comments. Tell us what you like, that kind of thing. And please go to iTunes and rate us. We'd love that if you left a review. Or just, you know, put a little star next to us. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. We'd and thank that. You guys for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having. Yeah, coming here. So maybe next time y'all can be on TV or on here talking about TV.
Yeah, and hopefully by then I'll be caught up on Walking Dead and really have a good opinion.
Right.
Hopefully. Oh, yes.
We're not going to hold our breath.
When the new season starts, we can regroup, so maybe we can Skype with you or something about it. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Bye.